Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, 'Here is the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves.' And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.' This is the word of the Lord." For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Zachary DeArmond from Redeemer Lutheran Church in Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday we took part in one of those great American and democratic experiences. We voted. Well, at least some of us did. In 2012, it was estimated that 93 million eligible Americans did not cast a vote. 2016 more than likely won't be that different. Some won't vote because they can't figure out the lesser of two evils. Some won't vote because they don't think it makes a difference. And some people just don't care. So are we too complacent? Complacency can be a big issue in all walks of life, and that includes our faith. What does true complacency look like when it comes to matters of faith and worship? Complacency comes in the form of simply going through the motions in our worship and faith. We may technically be doing all the right things. We gather for worship. We give. We sing. We check off the right boxes, jumping through all the right hoops, putting forth the good image of a good and faithful person. As Jesus speaks to his disciples in Matthew 25, he warns them of the same deadliness of complacency and apathy. The oil that the foolish virgins lacked was personal saving faith. Notice, they did start off with oil in their lamps. They all did start off with faith. However, the monotony and false sense of security of everyday life lulled them into deadly, sinful complacency. Now, it's important to point out here that all 10 did fall asleep. All 10 were guilty of becoming complacent to one degree or another. However, the 5 wise virgins are called wise because they continued to keep their lamps full for later, in spite of their grogginess. The 5 foolish virgins, however, let their lamps burn and go out, never bothering to think about anything other than the immediate here and now. What a tragic shock to discover that that isn't how it works. Their complacency put them in the deadly, tragic position of complete emptiness when they needed that oil of repentant, saving faith the most. We're reminded that worship is where our Lord promises to refill our lamps each and every week in his word and sacraments. He himself freely gives us the very oil of life we need. But here's the ugly truth for all of us. Like the 10 virgins in this parable, we're all guilty of becoming complacent to one degree or another in our life of faith. We all get groggy and weak and nod off on our faith. The need for faithful repentance is great. I guarantee that if our Lord and Savior came and stood before us right now in all his heavenly glory, we would probably straighten up in our seats a bit. We'd probably sing those hymns and speak those words of confession with a little more voice and emotion behind the words. We wouldn't just muddle through and go through the motions, would we? We'd put our heart and soul into it. Tragically, none of us, at least not as much as we should or could, always do this. But those words of Christ, "I am with you always, and watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour," often go in one ear and out the other. Our words and our deeds betraying the truth of our complacency. Now, does this mean that all hope is lost for us? Are we actually the foolish virgins? Well, we certainly can be at times, can't we? However, this does not mean that all hope is lost for us. By no means. God's grace and mercy are greater than our foolish complacency. By his grace, like the five wise virgins, he does enable us to keep our eyes and ears focused on the coming of our heavenly bridegroom. By God's grace and the working of his Holy Spirit, we do keep our eyes of faith focused on the all-redeeming cross of Jesus Christ, God in the flesh for us and for our salvation. Though it is admittedly sometimes a groggy, half-asleep, complacent gaze. Through the gifts of Christ's own word and sacraments, our lamps of faith are continually refilled and replenished by him with his life-giving grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Whenever I read this passage, I can't help but think back to the truth of the old adage that complacency kills. Complacency truly can kill, far worse than we could ever imagine. We pray that our Lord and Savior continue to grant us, though, the strength, endurance, courage, wisdom, and faith to stay vigilant, awake, and actively focused on his life-saving cross in all that we think, say, and do. For he alone is our sole source of life, light, and salvation, now and forevermore. May he replenish us and fill us with his life-giving, life-saving gospel so that we may go about our life in this dark and fallen world that only seems to be getting worse every day, knowing that we have nothing to fear and we may always be prepared joyfully to meet our Lord and Master. And when the time comes, we boldly say, Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
We thank Pastor Zachary DeArmond from Redeemer Lutheran Church in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, for today's meditation on God's Word.